Radio London, Coffee Break, programme number 12, for transmission at 11 a.m. on Sunday, the 26th of June, 1966.
It's time to take a coffee break. Enjoy a good cup of coffee.
We invite you to join McDonald Hobley and this morning's coffee personality as they enjoy a good cup of coffee.
It's lovely, lovely, easy to make, so take a coffee break.
And to hear exactly where he is and who he's talking to, let's join Mac Hobley.
I'm in Cambridge, Mark, and that was a noise recorded recently by this morning's Coffee Break guest, Anthony Cornell. Anthony, will you tell the listeners what you were doing when you made that recording?
Yes, Mac, I was ghost hunting.
Well, what Anthony does as a ghost hunter, we'll be hearing after today's first Coffee Break record.
They will plead. All I wanted was someone. I have him now. It is done. Nothing comes easy. Nothing comes easy. You'd go, there I'd be. I made each move so carefully, and all my scheming did work well. In the end, for me he fell. Nothing comes easy. Nothing comes easy. Just as I expected, nothing was too much. He gave me everything that I asked for. At the start, everything was fine. I was thrilled with every touch. Then one day when I was with him, I realized that I didn't want him anymore. Now he won't me alone, follows me each place I go. He says he don't want anyone new. There must be something I can do. Nothing comes easy. Nothing comes easy.
As you've heard, I'm in Cambridge talking to ghost hunter Anthony Cornell. Now, Anthony, what exactly is a ghost hunter?
Well, obviously, a person who goes and looks for ghosts, particularly when they've been reported by members of the public or sent into the Society for Psychical Research for investigation.
And what does this society do?
Well, the Society for Psychical Research tackles anything that is paranormal. That is, cases of telepathy, cases of hauntings, experimental telepathy, poltergeists, people seeing things into the future. We go along and try and investigate it and make, if we can, sense out of what appears to be nonsense.
How do you hear about these happenings?
Generally, people ring up and say, "Oh, we believe we've got a poltergeist. Would you please come along and investigate it?" They're generally very worried before they ring us up. Or we see an interesting case in a newspaper cutting and go along and look at it.
About how many calls do you get a week?
Well, it varies. I think on average 2 to 5.
Well, Anthony, let's rest for a couple of minutes with another cup of coffee and let's have another disc.
Paperback writer.
Mayor Croydon.
Stand by, coffee lovers and all those people who think coffee is great. Next week, it's Coffee Week in Croydon. And there's a free competition for everybody. Your chance in Croydon to win £50 or a Sunbeam Deluxe Mixmaster or a beautifully designed coffee set. Just look out in Croydon for the Coffee Week signs. And where you see the signs and get your coffee, you can collect a simple entry form. Answer the questions and bingo, what could be simpler? And while you're filling up the form, have a cup of coffee. It'll give you inspiration for this wonderful chance to win a really exciting prize. So remember, next week is Coffee Week in Croydon.
It's lovely, easy to make, the Coffee Day.
Thank you, Mark. Now, Anthony, can you give us an example of how you set about your work as a ghost hunter?
Well, we hear of a haunted house. We go up, we interview the occupants. We try and find out whether it's their imagination. We try and sort out whether there's something worth investigating. Obviously, the only thing we can do is have a real good go at the physical side. So we take recording equipment, infrared cine film, infrared still barometers, temperature measuring equipment. In other words, we want to know whether this has any physical form at all.
How many of you go on these jobs?
It varies, 5 to 8, sometimes 10. You need quite a number to post them all around the house to make sure, for instance, that people aren't taking you for a ride. And quite a number of people like to take a ghost hunter for a ride, you know.
Well, I'll take you for a cup of coffee first and another record. In Cambridge with ghost hunter Anthony Cornell. Anthony, what about a couple of ghost stories for us?
Oh, I think that's easy enough. Take the case of Wisbeach, reported that the people in the house were absolutely shaken by having seen ghosts, hearing ghostly footsteps, doors swinging and banging in the middle of the night, a room in which nobody could sleep. Two children had seen a figure whilst they were asleep in the place with dripping hands. We go along. What do we find? We don't see anything, but we get tape recordings. We get tape recordings of thumps and bangs across the floor. We also see a chair disintegrated into the floor.
Anthony, what did you prove, though?
Well, nothing really, other than that these people had actually heard something.
What about another story?
You get the other side of the case, where we went up to look into a haunting in the Midlands. It reported there was a green devil in a canal that came up and walked along the weeds. This friend of mine went up, and it wasn't a green devil at all. We worked it out that it was purely and simply the reflection of lights from a shunting, railway shunting yard, on this river, and reflecting also off the side of a bridge wall, and everybody thought it was a ghost.
Well, Anthony, this is no apparition. It's another record.
I can't sail my yacht. He's taken everything I got. All I've got's this sunny afternoon. Save me, from this squeeze. I got a big fat mama trying to break me. And I love to live so pleasantly. Live this life of luxury. Blazing on a sunny afternoon. In the summertime, in the summertime, in the summertime. My girlfriend's run up with my car and gone back to her mom park, telling tales of drunkenness and cruelty. Now I'm sitting here sipping at my ice cool beer, blazing on the sunny afternoon. Help me, help me, help me sail away. Well, give me two good reasons why I ought to stay. 'Cause I love to live so pleasantly. Live this life of luxury. Blazing on a sunny afternoon. In the summertime. In the summertime. In the summertime. Ah, save me, save me, save me from this. Trying to break me. And I love to live so pleasantly. Live this life of luxury. Blazing on a sunny afternoon. In the summertime. In the summertime. In the summertime.
And here in Cambridge with ghost hunter Anthony Cornell, just a couple of more questions. Why are people so frightened of ghosts?
I think mainly because they don't understand them. They don't know why they occur. And our job is to try and explain to them why they occur.
And why are people so inclined to laugh at other people who say they've seen ghosts?
Here again, I think it's a human reaction. They laugh until, of course, they see one themselves.
Anthony, do you believe in ghosts? Anthony? Oh, good gracious. He's disappeared.
Same time next week, MacDonald Hobley invites another coffee personality to enjoy a good cup of coffee.
It's lovely, easy to make, so take a coffee break.
Directed by Johnny Coulter and produced for the Offshore Network by Philip Waddilove, Ross Radio Productions.
So take a coffee break.